This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com. This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation. NBA free agency starts in 1 hour and 36 minutes. We are all over it. Kevin Durant has requested a trade. Kemba Walker's getting bought out. Danilo Gallinari's getting bought out after getting traded. So he's going to be a free agent. Maybe the Mavs will finally make a match there. But right here is a little Cowboys content. Top 25, under 25. How is this Cowboy not on the list? Segment here is brought to you by Rubin and Associates. Yeah, if you're struggling financially, you're facing foreclosure or repossession, have IRS credit card or medical debt, you don't have to face it alone. With one phone call, Mark Rubin can take the weight off your shoulders and get you to live in life again. So call Mark Rubin at 1-800-LAWYERS. Yeah, this is your friends over there with the 33rd team, Brian.
Oh, they messing everybody up? What they got going?
Well, top 25, under 25.
Okay.
Micah Parsons on the list. That's obvious.
That's good. That's good.
CeeDee Lamb on the list.
Okay.
And I was a little uneasy about that. Is Trevon Diggs not on the list? I guess
Oops.
Your old crusty friends over there at the 33rd team are not big fans of his interceptions.
I tell you what, they must not be fans of the Dallas Cowboys over there. It's Joe Banner. Yeah, they got some guys that don't like the Cowboys very much. So
some Cowboys haters.
Some Cowboys haters going on in the 33rd team. No.
Maybe they didn't rank Diggs high in their draft analysis.
All the old crusties, that's where we all go hang out on that 33rd team. And
it's a good site.
It is a good site. Those guys do a good job. I make fun of them and all that. But a lot of those guys have been through the battles. You know, they've seen the good and the bad and a lot of bad. If you're out of a gig, you've seen a lot of bad along your way. But, yeah they do a fine job.
I think a lot of guys see the 11 picks and say, oh, well, there's no way that's sustainable. But yeah. I think with Diggs, it's different. I think a lot of the storyline, the discussion has been around, can Diggs get good enough at the coverage skills to be more of a shutdown guy who gets picks than a guy who invites a lot of throws and picks off the bad ones? I think the conversation is Trevon Diggs is a combination of traits that makes him the rare guy that can actually sustain a very high interception rate in the modern era. Which one would you buy more? Better cover guy or can sustain, not 11, but let's call it like 7 to 8 per year would be
sustainable. I think 7 to 8 would be hard. I think he's more of a guy that could be, say, 3 to 5.
Yeah, it's low. If it's 3 to 5, he's not going to have a great career.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's not – I mean, we went through an era with Dallas Cowboys that, you know, we had nobody picking off the ball. Remember all those times they couldn't even force an interception. So I kind of feel like, though, to me, as long as Dan Quinn – and I've said this before – I think that he needs to play more press coverage. I think Diggs needs to play more press coverage. That's when he get him around that ball and stuff. I mean, yeah, he gets his share of some tips and overthrows and things like that. But I feel like that he would get his hands on a lot more passes if he was up tighter. He had a great interception in the Carolina game when Moore tried to run almost a curl on him. And, you know, he was able to break because he was right there. He broke on the ball. He was able to wrestle the ball away. I think he could get those kinds of interceptions. You know, sometimes you have to have a little luck for the overthrow or a tip. But if you're right there tipping a ball up or tipping a ball to yourself or, you know, that kind of thing, maybe you can pull some more interceptions out. But the more that he plays off, I think it exposes him for some of the issues that he has. I just don't feel like that he's that good at like, reading it and then driving on it. If he could kind of be with the receiver and kind of fight along the way, that's where I think he gets some interceptions.
You know, if he did get 5, he'd still be in pretty dang good company.
Heck yeah.
You're looking at guys like Quandre Diggs and Justin Simmons and Xavier Howard and Rasul Douglas. Yeah. You know, some pretty dang good players get between 3 and 5. It's rare that somebody can break out over 5. Only 3 guys did it last year. J.C. Jackson and Trevon Diggs being a couple of them. But I just do not believe after 2 years he's going to make that big of a leap in his coverage skills. I think he doesn't play press man because he's going to get burnt quite a bit more if that happens. It's going to be even more plays. So this is his way of sort of optimizing what he has.
I kind of feel like, though, but when he has that ability to use his length and is able to get his hands on the receivers and maybe redirect them a little bit more,
okay.
I think he thrives in that competition kind of thing. I think that when he is an off, he tends to float, and I don't think he pays as much attention to the receiver when he plays off coverage.
Okay.
Because, like, his eyes maybe go to the quarterback and don't focus on the receiver. When he's in press man, it's eyes and it's the feel. He can feel on his arm, you know, as he's running with the guy. He can feel if the guy's going to break or the guy's leaning or his guy's weight's transferring. He feels that. When he plays off, I feel like he's more of a freelance player.
Huh.
And a freelance player, to me, doesn't always, you know, you got to get a little lucky. And he did. I thought he got lucky on some overthrows or balls that were thrown in the middle of the field and that he was just happened to be encouraged. And, oh, wait, oh, he's not on somebody, but, oh, he's in position. Ball comes his direction. It's great the ball gravitates towards him. But when he plays off, I think he loses that feel of how to play the receiver.
Well, shoot, maybe even more. Let's go for 15 picks. Let's get him playing man coverage and press man and get up in somebody's face. A reminder, by the way, Bobby Belt and Brian Broaddus are doing a new Cowboys podcast. It's called Love of the Star, right?
Love of the Star, yeah. We're recording one this evening for tomorrow to go out. So twice a week in the off season, and we got another, what, 3-4 weeks until we're in Oxnard, and then we go 3 times a week. And we've got a lot of really, really good things planned for it. So it's on all your platforms. It's on the Odyssey app. Hope you check it out.
I wonder if that counts as a read.
I think it should.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact,
I think so,
yes.
Too.
Absolutely. Brian.
Throw that away.
Bam.
Oh, is that
done.
A read?
Yeah.
Did we get that done? All right, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad we got that done.
All right.
Glad to help
Love
you
it.
Out
That's teamwork loses. Right there. It'll make the dream work.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Brian. Actual analysis instead of saying what you think because you want to be right. You're wrong, Gavin. Well, I don't have a dog in that fight. Actually, I want Trevon Diggs to be good, to be much better. I don't have the skills of watching film the way that Brian Broaddus does and how he can pick things out. I would just counter by saying if the Cowboys thought he could do that, why not? Why haven't they done it?
No, that's a fair point. I hope that when they go back and they study his game, and maybe they're okay with him playing off and being a loose player, and maybe freelancing, and maybe, you know, oh, I'm going to drop off my guy and then take this guy. Maybe they're okay with that. You know, me personally, I feel like though when he's off and they catch the ball in front of him, how many times is he chasing, and then somebody else is making the tackle?
Yeah.
I would rather him be up on a guy, maybe knocking the ball down and maybe being in a better position to tackle because he does not look interested when he's off and they catch it and they're running. He doesn't look always interested in being a tackler in the open field.
A lot of these texts are still coming after me for my thoughts on Kelvin Joseph 20 minutes ago. I think I really struck a nerve, or this story continues to strike a nerve.
He puts himself in bad positions, though.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. And you know, this is an organization, the Dallas Cowboys, that did a lot of legwork on him.
And you did, too. I mean, you told us he's not trouble, but he's always around trouble.
It's always
that was on draft night.
That was always within arm's length of him.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, again, they talk,
shoulders leaf this time.
Yeah, they talk about his situation in Baton Rouge. They talk about the situation in Lexington, Kentucky. You know, they say, hey, good kid, but always around trouble.
Yeah, and the texters are pointing out Texas law is that if you're in a vehicle where a murder happens, you can be charged as an accessory to a murder. It doesn't require, you know, it says can. You know, it doesn't mean. And what if you're the linchpin of the case? Shouldn't that get you some sort of reprieve from the public outrage? Like, what if he didn't want it to happen? He was scared afterwards to talk to the police for whatever reason. And as the investigation came to him, he was like, yes, as a matter of fact, I am ready to turn my friends in. And what if that testimony is a key piece to that murder getting convicted?
Yeah.
You know, that's how the legal system works.
That's the weird part to me, though, right there. You took too long to say something.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, you jumped out there when I seen you on my Instagram timeline.
Yeah, yeah, sure. I think, you know, not perfect, absolutely. Deserving of being criticized, absolutely. You know, maybe a bad value system, sure. Guilty of murder, you know? I can't do that.
That's the thing the Cowboys front office and was the most disappointed about, that they, you know, they there's things that they can handle, and they're very good at damage control stuff. But they also don't want to get blindsided.
You dummies.
And they felt like they got blindsided on that one.
Yes, yeah. And I think if had they decided to let him go, I wouldn't have raised a stink about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, this organization does have a history of looking at the more human side of players when they find themselves in situations like this. And at times, it has really paid off for them.
The more prosperous side. The more beneficial side, as
sure.
you will. I would
sure.
more say the human side.
Okay. Well, when the entire public world, and myself included, was all over Dez Bryant, they said, hold on now, you guys don't have the full story here. You know, you if you knew him as we do, then maybe you wouldn't be so quick to rush to judgment. You know, with Randy Gregory, they saw the spirit, the soul that's a good person, not the guy that messed up, you know. And at, yes, at times, whether it's Pac-Man Jones or Greg Hardy, they end up looking like idiots. But I want my team to look at the players more human. And maybe you could say, well, they just want the talent. You know, they just want the player. Sure. But it, to me, that's better than a guy who, you know, is just throwing away their players whenever somebody from the community accuses them of something. Absolutely always assuming the worst. You know, and that is something that has always really turned me off about sports radio. And it's something I noticed very early on in my career. This is in the late 90s. Whenever a player gets accused of something, so much of the fan base just assumes it's true. And there has to be some sort of a counter voice to that. There, you know, in order to, for us to have a legitimate, objective conversation about what the facts are, somebody like me has to be like, wait a minute, there's no video of what Kelvin Joseph was doing. There's no evidence that as that month was playing out, he was like, oh, sweet, we're getting away with the murder. Yeah. There's none of that going on. But that's how I feel like a lot of the fans take in a story like this and they rush to judgment. And I don't want to be a part of that machine. That's all I'm doing here. You know, I'm not trying to let anybody get away with anything.
That's fair.
I want people held accountable for the crimes they actually commit. And another thing, I want that damn I want that damn party law either thrown out.
The all-in joints?
Yes.
The all-in laws?
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Please. We've been saying that for years. Get rid of that.
Either everybody in a car is an accessory to a murder, and we're just going to put that on everybody that's in a car where a murder happens, or we're not. Because it gets very, very, very selectively enforced.
Exactly. Keep that same energy. If you're going to enforce that, keep the same energy. They don't.
All right, we got to run, Nation. But thanks for the that, you know, that Kelvin Joseph whole story, that is an interesting deal. And maybe we should be talking about that a little bit more.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.